The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources hopes to lure visitors to the state's natural spaces this weekend by offering open houses and license-free fishing. The Milwaukee County Park System is taking a different approach to highlighting its green spaces. It will hold a party Saturday at McKinley Park, kicking off the park system's 105th anniversary. The event will also launch a passport program designed to focus attention on the Oak Leaf Trail. It carries bikers and hikers to numerous county parks. WWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz hit a piece of the trail to witness one person's approach to selling a parks system.
Our bikes converge in Lake Park at the top of a Lannonstone waterfall. The water plummets 30 feet toward Lincoln Memorial Drive.
It's wonderful, and part of its purpose is when we get a heavy rainfall, the rainfall comes off of the golf course into openings that drain into this waterfall.
A petite, energy-packed Sherry Briscoe is my guide. She's determined to promote every intriguing facet of Milwaukee County Parks and the Oak Leaf Trail that threads through them.
I believe it's one of the secrets that we need to advertise that will bring tourists from around the state and outside of the state.
Briscoe cultivated her advocacy prowess in the 1970s when she threw herself into recycling programs. Recently, when she learned about the Passport Project and the fact that it was losing steam, she pounced.
The idea of the Passport is to encourage people to explore all of our parks. A lot of people don't know that we have 144 different parks in Milwaukee County on 15,000 acres.
The passport, the exterior of which resembles the official U.S. document in size and color, opens up to brief descriptions with corresponding black and white images of 14 park features, from Brown Deer to Whitnall Park. Briscoe says it sells for a few dollars.
The reason we're selling them is we want people to value them, but for people who can't afford them, we will be looking for people who want to buy a bunch of them to give to people.
Briscoe jumps on her recumbent bike every chance she gets to promote the system. That's how she ran into and sold a passport to real estate agent Jim Harris. The downtown Milwaukee resident does a lot of pedaling on parts of the Oak Leaf Trail with young daughter in tow. His bike pulls hers.
There are some really, really nice parts of the trail. The primary part we use is along the lake, north past behind Altera and up to about Hampton.
Harris calls the biking experience less idyllic when he and his four-year-old venture off trail.
In some places where it's connecting current trails, pretty bad, rough. There's times where she's in the back with her little seat and she's yelling for me to stop. because of the roads, you know, being pretty bad.
Passport promoter Sherry Briscoe acknowledges that Milwaukee's parks are compromised by limited funding and staffing, but cringes at talk of crumbling infrastructure.
The trails coordinator is very much aware of some of these concerns and is looking for all different ways to get money.
We pedal south and, yes, traverse weather-worn stretches, but at South Shore Park, a tree canopy shades a smooth surface and offers glimpses of sand and Lake Michigan. Briscoe honks her cow-shaped horn whenever she spots children on the trail. We glide minutes later into Warnemont Park, home of a county golf course. Briscoe points to where a kiosk will be positioned in the clubhouse. That's where passport holders will be able to self-stamp their Warnemont page.
There will be a kiosk in here. Like I said, most of them will be either by the men's and women's rooms or near the candy bars that they have here.
Back on the trail, we meet Mitchell Bushley. The 16-year-old is hard at work with a small construction team. He's completing an Eagle Scout project, erecting a place for hikers to rest and regroup.
Right now I'm building a kiosk. It's looking nice.
Looking very nice.
He made the benches as well.
Scoutmaster Jeff Pussell prompts Bushley.
We have our three benches that we made too. And we have a boot brush that we're putting in right now also.
What's a boot brush for, Mitchell?
You can clean your feet off so you don't get all the, I forgot what they were called. The mustard seeds, so you don't get them all over the trails and spread them.
We gradually pedal our way south into Grand Park. That's where we meet Ian Marquardt in a magnificent spot overlooking Lake Michigan. Marquardt is tinkering with his bike. His two-year-old daughter stands quietly at his side. He used to live a few miles from here.
Oh, I came here almost every night after work. Just so come on these trails,
Now it takes more effort. Marquardt lives in Sheboygan, still.
It's one of our favorite biking spots. She loves biking.
Sherry Briscoe beams. The Marquarts obviously don't need a passport.
This young lady is getting a nice introduction to our Milwaukee County parks with her daddy. What better way to be with your children?
So Briscoe sidles up to a couple she spies.
We're having an end of 105 years party on September 15th at Estabrook Park.
They pull a few bills out of a bike bag.
Let's see if I have change. I think I do.
Sold.
Thank you very much.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.
Thanks for inviting me.